Unit 31. Extensively. Noted. Psychologist. Evaluate. Subjective. Well-being. Outlook. Sweep. Inclination. Bestow. Prosper. Fairly. Trying. Circumstance. Hypothesis. Facilitate. Biswas Diener has worked extensively with his father, the noted University of Illinois psychologist Ed Diener, to evaluate the subjective well-being, as they call it, of people around the globe, from Maasai warriors in East Africa to Inuit hunters in northern Greenland, inviting them to answer various questions about their moods and outlook. The results have led them to one sweeping conclusion. Human beings, no matter where they live, and almost without regard to how they live, are, in the elder Diener's words, preset to be happy. Ed Diener thinks of this inclination as a gift bestowed on people by evolution that helps us adapt and prosper even in fairly trying circumstances. But there are other hypotheses. Maybe, he thinks, we're socialized to be happy in order to facilitate smooth social functioning.
Unit 32. Correspondent. Metropolitan. Accustom. Rigor. Weary. Resident. Insert. Chest. Procedure. Complication. Plague. Helpless. Bill. Compensation. Bliss.
My husband, a former foreign correspondent for a major metropolitan newspaper, is accustomed to the rigors of a stressful profession. Despite his unusual fortitude, he is weary, very weary, and so are the other residents. They're young and they want to help you get better, but the culture of medicine itself could stand in their way. Occasionally, we talk about the rigors of his work, and I begin to understand why that burdened look rarely leaves his face. The other night, he came home after inserting his first chest tube, a rather violent procedure. One wrong move, and you can puncture a liver. He performed it without complications, but the responsibility of what could have happened plagued him. I just listened. I'm helpless to do anything else. Hundreds of thousands of doctors and their families have survived this experience before us. I consider it fortunate that my work as a writer covers our bills, but it's little compensation for watching the person I care about pay such a high price to do what he loves. Luckily, newlywed bliss continues to sustain us.
Unit 33. Kidney. Organ. Grim. Transplant. Replacement. Dismal. Prompt. Mammal. Physiology. Overcome. Catastrophic. Announce. Remove. Relentless. Clone. Respectively. Breakthrough. Eliminate. If you have a diseased kidney or another body organ that is failing, you already know the grim statistics on transplants. A new organ can turn a death sentence into a full and healthy life, but the supply of replacement body parts falls far behind demand. This dismal fact has prompted scientists to consider organs from other mammals, especially pigs, which are easily bred and whose physiology is similar to ours. But pig biology is different enough from human biology that organ rejection, a problem that can be overcome in human-to-human transplants, is catastrophic in animal-to-human transplants. But a solution may be on the horizon. Two research teams announced recently that they have removed the pig gene responsible for the most relentless form of rejection. Not only that, but both teams then cloned their little pigs, producing 5 and 4 piglets, respectively. By itself, this breakthrough won't lead directly to transplants from pigs. For one thing, pigs carry 2 copies of the gene that causes rejection. The scientists eliminated only 1.
Unit 34. Trout. Pond. Feed. Stream. Escape. Meanwhile. Spider. Spin. Web. Insect. Fortnight. Gently. Investigate. Puzzle. Dessert. Residence. Rod. Worm. Some time ago, we moved into an old farmhouse and took over a fat trout that lived in a pond in the yard. Captured by a small boy, the fish had been released in the pond, which was fed by a stream. Unable to escape, it had become almost a family pet. Meanwhile, in a corner of my office window, a large spider had spun a web, and I fed it with all manner of insects. Returning from a fortnight's holiday in September, I touched the web gently, expecting my friend to dash out and investigate, but there was no response. It was gone. I was puzzled as to why the creature had deserted what appeared to me so desirable a residence. About the same time, my wife noticed that our tame trout was no longer to be seen. Then at Christmas, I received a card from an old friend who had dropped in on us while we were away. It said he had his rod in the car, and he tried for and caught a fine brown trout he had seen swimming in the pond. It would not take a worm, so for bait, he used a big spider he found on my office window.
Unit 35. Genuine. Coincide. Practical. Goods. Recognize. Grain. Shell. Feather. Skull. Precious. Gradually. Portable. Durable. Divisible. Unit. Exact. Amount. Irrespective. Content. Copper. Lead. Barter was a very unsatisfactory system because people's genuine needs seldom coincided. People needed a more practical system of exchange, and various money systems developed based on goods which the members of a society recognized as having value. Cattle, grain, teeth, shells, feathers, skulls, salt, and tobacco have all been used. Precious metals gradually took over because when made into coins, they were portable, durable, recognizable, and divisible into larger and smaller units of value. Until the 18th and 19th centuries, coins were given monetary worth based on the exact amount of metal contained in them. But most modern coins are based on face value, the value that governments choose to give them, irrespective of the actual metal content. Coins have been made of gold, silver, copper, aluminum, nickel, lead, plastic, and in China, even from pressed tea leaves.